Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. 34 after the hour and richly deserved, too, folks. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon is someone, his handsome face you see on television all the time with his brilliant mind explaining the global geopolitical issues that we have around the world, especially in the area of our relationship in America with the East, with the Pacific Rim, more specifically with China and to some degree North Korea. And he's the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and The Coming Collapse of China. He's a columnist for a number of publications, and he's our good friend Gordon Chang. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I'm still optimistic that President Trump is going to wind up with a better trade relationship with China. I'm not going to say everything we want or it's going to be perfect, but I still believe that, and there's some new information coming out recently that might make this happen, a better trade deal than we have currently, a better relationship on trade with China than we have currently. What do you think?
Well, I'm certainly with you. President Trump's view on trade with China is very different from the past four decades. Past four decades, starting from Nixon, going through President Obama, you had American leaders who thought that the success of China's Communist Party was a goal of American foreign policy and often elevated China's interests over America's. Well, that changed. And clearly we are seeing President Trump take a much more resolute attitude. What he's done, he's moved against Chinese intellectual property theft. The tariffs that everyone complains about are those that are imposed under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974, and they are meant to be a remedy for China's stealing our stuff. Mm-hmm. China each year steals hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. intellectual property.
And that's compounded over years.
Of course, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars a year, which means, essentially, we're well over a trillion now, and maybe even close to two. So this is important for us to stop this, and President Trump is actually trying to do something about it.
I think it's important, Gordon, for us to point out, though, that some of the intellectual property that we say that they stole, we actually just allowed it to happen. And I'm not sure you can blame the Chinese. I mean, if I leave my front door open and never tell you not to come in and raid my refrigerator, you know, who's at risk? Who's at fault there? You know, it's not just you.
Well, that's certainly true. If you go back, for instance, the administration of George W. Bush, those who talked about China's cyber theft basically didn't have a career if they were in the federal government. And so this was awful.
Wow.
This was our own government failing
to defend us. That's a pretty strong statement, Gordon. I had never heard anybody say it like that before.
This was an abrogation of the president's responsibility to the American people. President Obama, a little bit better because it was becoming more blatant. But again, he failed to take effective steps
right.
when he could have.
Well,
and so clearly we have bipartisan failure.
Well, that's because Obama, as well-meaning as he may have been, was not really a problem solver. He didn't really know how to go about amounting a solution to anything. He didn't have that background. I'm not minimizing him. He just didn't have any kind of a problem-solving background. I think that was a big part of it. But you said something a minute ago that I think has been the problem all along that I think President Trump is trying to fix. He said that that the United States policy with China was more in their favor than in ours. Hasn't that been our approach to trade and to American benevolence since World War II to everybody?
Well, it's been an issue, of course. But, for instance, trading partners in Europe have been involved in trade violations, have violated their World Trade Organization obligations to the United States. But at least what we have with Europe are allies, important allies who defend our eastern defense perimeter.
Right.
So clearly we can accept a little bit more from countries that are on the same page with us, that are democracies, that support our policies in other ways. And so this is a problem, but it's not the critical problem that China poses.
Well, and quickly, could our sanctions on Iran push China to wind up buying oil from us?
Yes. Well, that apparently is the arrangement that has been worked out between Washington and Beijing.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal, isn't it? That can't be underappreciated, right?
Yeah, that is a big deal.
Yeah, so hold on to that thought, Gordon. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to continue this conversation. Fascinating reporting by Gordon Chang. We come back. I maintain that China is a bigger threat to themselves than to us. I'm going to get Gordon to talk to us about that, whether he agrees with me or not. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.